Time now for local news on the Tornado.
The number of licenses for this year's deer hunt in North Dakota has been reduced because of an outbreak of a viral disease last year. The State Game and Fish Department is making 64,200 licenses available, down 8,000 from last year. Epizootic hemorrhagic disease dramatically reduced white-tailed deer numbers along the Missouri River and parts of some western hunting units. The drought in North Dakota last year created perfect breeding areas for biting gnats that transmit the disease. It impacts white-tailed deer more than mule deer due to the makeup of the animals. However, it's not considered a danger to people. The disease also impacted the success of hunters during last November's gun season. Overall, success fell sharply from 68% in 2020 to 57% in 2021 and was below the state's threshold for a good season for the 13th consecutive year. The department's recent five-year goal of getting annual licenses to the 75,000 mark expired last year. Officials are reviewing the goal given things that weren't factored into it, such as an increase of chronic wasting disease. Department Wildlife Chief Casey Anderson said, quote, "In the five-year goal we had, we were fairly conservative with deer licenses, on the cautious side with CDW. That's not necessarily the case." With a look at your KDDR News, I'm Jared Sleppy reporting.